Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans. Making 8 Alive is down here in Bunnell, Florida. We're getting ready to bring you the Boulevard Tire sponsored. It's going to be the Brian Foster Invitational put on by Boulevard Tire as well as Riverbend Bucking Bulls. And we're just about ready to get underway down here. We're sitting up here ready to tailgate. We've got a great crowd out here filling the stands as we speak. So, rodeo fans, y'all better get a grip. We've got some great rodeo action coming your way right after this.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows for the fees.
five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right, welcome back, Bull Riding fans. That's right, from Bunnell, Florida. It's the Brian Foster Invitational, brought to you by Boulevard Tire Center, as well as Riverbend Bucking Bulls. We're also down here with the Ice House Saloon, where the after party is, and Strickland Sod. Rodeo fans, we're just about ready to get underway. The bulls are loaded. The riders are ready to get it on down here in Bunnell, Florida. Y'all stay tuned. We will bring you the action right after this.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on MakingEight.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making Eight is a winner.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
BJ Carter, and y'all are listening to Making8.com.
Must have been born in that right space of time. Drifter still, Lord, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can be as happy as me, 'cause I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made sons of bitches. I broke some bones, I took 100 stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac or have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Polished in my Stetson's on tight, fixing the ride for that good buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. It's thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. It's thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man.
This is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, from Bunnell, Florida, it's the Brian Foster Invitational, brought to you by Boulevard Tire Center and Riverbend Bucking Bulls. We got 30 of the top riders down here from the southern states. We got some of the rankest bulls down here. They're going to be from the PBBA. And let me tell you, this is going to be one great, exciting Saturday night. Rodeo fans, we are just about ready to get underway. We've got some great announcers down here. We're going to talk about them coming up right after this. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
Buckle! I put my life on the line. Need seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby. It's strictly to shine. I'm going buckle, white knuckles, even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till my money's in dirt. I've been stomped and sold. I've been bucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. I will not hold on till the day that I'm gone. Got on my Wrangler jeans with a Copenhagen ring. Boots for Rocky, damn right, I'm cocky. Built for tough, ain't nothing can stop me. So ice to Bud Light, now that the gate man. Down in the well, all away from my hand. I'm gonna ride, do I draw from night moves to big bucks. Call tickets, sail on that and tell them bring in the big truck. I need help to carry all this cash. With 96 and a half on the scene of the crash. Fire up the grill, tell Johnsonville. Put some rocks on, we party all night long. It's Las Vegas, baby, where the players play. PBR, VIP up in Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I'm a cowboy, yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear mossy oak, I hunt with Votex. I rented free perk, got me a Branson. A big tractor, fear is no factor. Call me on Air Mobile, cause I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby, one hell of a ride. I'm a ride for the line, seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby.
30 to 50, just think of all Uncle Betty all on the road. The cowboy bordering on the insane. Cobwebs to think what's going on. Be like on the circuit to blow. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, be do now be fine. Know it's worked every other time. And I'm the road, the cowboy, rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six pack, take a dollar on the field of fame. 32-50, just think of all. I live through it, don't come at it all. I'm the road, the old cowboy, bordering on the insane. For the lady, big bucking range. Hey, I'm born someday you have fame. When you open up that gate and that door roars down like a runaway train. You're the road, the old cowboy bordering on the insane. And that's why I eat cheeseburger, drink six pack, take a dive on the kill of fame. 32 bits to just think of all. Through it, so don't go bad it all on the road. The old cowboy bordering on the insane. Yeah.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp ado, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're heating slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
This is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
All right, welcome back, Bull Riding fans. That's right, you're listening to the Brian Foster Invitational, brought to you by Boulevard Tire Center and Riverbend Bucking Bulls. Now, I want to let y'all know we are down here in Bunnell, Florida, getting ready to get underway with our second session. We did miss the first session. Not sure what happened there, but we got reconnected. We're ready to bring you the second session. We got three sessions total of 10 riders each, and then we've got a short round that's also going to contain 10 riders. This is going to be a fantastic jam-up rodeo. We've got the PBBA down here bringing their bulls, and let me tell you, this is a competition for these bulls just as much as it is for the cowboys. Now, the cowboys are going to have one heck of a good payout down here, and they are coming at it. Now, we've had 10 riders down. We've got two qualified rides. We've got Jake McIntyre leading the event right now with a score of 87. We've also got Blake O'Connor from New Smyrna Beach down here with a score of 81.5. These are your cowboys that have our qualified rides. We do have one cowboy that's going to have a re-ride, so we'll see him a little bit later on. It's going to be Johnny first. Bull kind of went down on him, landed on the side, didn't give him an opportunity, so we will see him with a re-ride coming your way shortly. Now, they're doing a tribute right now to Brian Earl Foster, and this is what the Invitational here is about. Now, this is put on and put together by John Copsey, who's one of our bullfighters here tonight, along with Chris Weasel Forrest. We've got Norm Edwards and Rob Smets down here doing the announcing. We've also got Hollywood Harris and Boogerhead down here bringing you all the entertainment right here in Bunnell, Florida. So, rodeo fans, we're going to take another real short break. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
Yeah.
shake good. Come on up on the back of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck. Pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache. Hey, hey. I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a...
All right. Welcome back, Bull Riding fans. That's right. You're listening to Making Hay Live right here on MakingHay.com. We're bringing you all the play-by-play action right here in Bunnell, Florida. Now, we're going to slide on down, start things off at our intercoastal bang buck and shoot with our next cowboy. He's going to start things off for our second section of bull riding. Coming your way. Here we go. We got our next cowboy. There he goes. Out to the right. Bull just blowing up. Slam dunk. I mean, there's no chance for that cowboy. And we're talking about one of Team Making Eights right there, Ty Harris. I mean, that bull was just ranked. Come out. Didn't give him much of a chance right there. Back around both ways. You know, that's part of the things that you get into when you get into these PBBA bucking competitions. These bulls here are just so young. You know, they these bulls right out here just don't give the cowboys an opportunity. And, you know, they better bring their A games when they're getting on these bulls in this competition. These bulls are looking for money just as much as these cowboys are. So looking to bring home the dollar signs to their stock contractors. All right. 87 is going to be the score to beat, and you can almost bet we've got a lot of cowboys down here with a lot of talent. We could see a 90-point ride. Here we go with the Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot with our next cowboy. All right, cowboys, bearing down, getting things ready to go right now. All right. Here we go with the next cowboy. All right. Looks like Colton Silcox is going to be the next cowboy from Brooksville, Florida. All right, here we go, here we go. Cowboy, get it on your mind. Now, these bulls are young. We're talking about 2 and 3 year olds that they're bucking in this maturity, this competition. All right, here we go. Colton Hatfield from Florida right here is going to be the cowboy. Coming out of the Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot. Let's go, Colton. He's nodding his head now. Gate man, there you go. Open up real hard out to the left. Into his hand. Stay with him, cowboy. Stay with him. Get up. Oh, going to be brought down at the buzzer. Not sure if that's going to be enough. Bullfighter step in there, do a fantastic job getting that cowboy out of there. Colton Hatfield was the guy. And I'm telling you, he was brought down close to the whistle. Bull turned into his hand, and when he did, he had himself a good little seat. Oh, man, not going to do it. They're going to give him a thumbs down. He's going to walk out of here with his head high, though. Had himself a real good bull turned back right into his hand. All right, it's going to work our way down to the Baylor Farms Buck and Shoot. All right, bull's laying down in the Buck and Shoot right now. All right. All right. Here we go with this next cowboy. Now, this is, he's going to take this bull laying down. Here we go. Johnny First. This is Johnny First from Arcadia, Florida. Well, Arcadia is where he's calling home right now. He's actually an Oklahoma Cowboy. This guy knows how to ride some bulls. We've been traveling with him. He's been riding with Making Eight for the last couple weekends. This is the one that we had a re-ride on earlier. Bull laid down on him. So here we go, Johnny. Get it on your mind, Cowboy. These bulls here. Here we go. All right, bulls out real hard to the left now, away from his hand, pulling him down into the well. Get up, Johnny, get up. All right, bullfighter step in there, kind of help him out. All right, going to be a no score for Johnny First. All right, all right.
Come on, everybody.
Man, oh man. Well, I got to tell you, you're seeing it. We're seeing a jam-up bull ride down here. These bulls have brought their A game. These Cowboys are going to have to step it up if they're going to get a qualified ride. Right now, the veteran, Jake McIntyre, with a score of 87, is your leader. Blake O'Connor is the only other qualified ride we have right now from New Smyrna Beach with an 81.5. That's going to bring us down to the other side right down here by us. We're going to take a look, see what buck and shoot we're coming out of right here. Looks like it's going to be the Built Right Construction Buck and Shoot. Here we go with the next Cowboy. All right, all right. Here we go. Timmy Smith is going to be the next Cowboy. And Timmy is a hand right here. Oh, bull kind of jumping around in there. Giving him a little bit of a hard time. Timmy not really like it. All right, here we go with Timmy Smith. Timmy's from LaBelle, Florida. Here we go, coming out of the Built Right Construction Buck and Shoot. He's getting up on his rope, trying to get everything situated right now. Here we go, bulls out to the right. Stay with him, Jimmy turns back around to the left. Oh, man, he just took a face full of dirt right there. Man, oh, man, that bull just slam dunked him. All right, bull making his rounds right now. Okay. Don't be a no score for that LaBelle Cowboy. Bull kind of coming over here, giving us a photo opportunity. Man, oh, man. These young 2 and 3 year old bulls we're seeing down here are just, I mean, they are just rank. Yeah. All right, here we go.
No. I tell you what I did do one time, one of my,
We got some great folks out here. We got some great fans down here in Bunnell, Florida. They are looking and watching a great Saturday night rodeo. All right, trying to get the bull out of the arena. Now, these bulls being as young as they are, you know, it's kind of understandable. They're going to have some issues trying to get these things out. They're looking for a hole.
All right, we got a rope around.
All right, let's go. Oh, they got the bull rope. Oh, about pulled the cowboy right off the saddle. Man, oh, man. Yeah, I'll tell you what. All right, they're working him. They're working him. Got him back there behind the chutes. All right, here we go with the next cowboy. Let's see where they're going next. Looks like they're working their way back down the Intercoastal Bank Buck and Shoot right about now. Cowboy getting down there, going to find out from Rob and Norm. These guys, Norm Edwards and Rob Smith, have worked together. Actually, I had the pleasure of being in it TBR Enterprise Tour down in Daytona when these guys were both down here announcing. So great to see them back together. They're doing a fantastic job bringing you all the action right here for the fans. All right, here we go.
You know what? Y'all got aluminum bleachers up there. You can bet that you see. Come on.
Here we go.
Come on, man. That's my boy.
Looks like Rob's working his way over, trying to find out who the cowboy is. Man, that bull trying to just climb right out of the chute. All right. Rob's telling all the fans about his age down here. All right, here we go. The Intercoastal Bang Bucking Chute right now with our next cowboy. All right, cowboy's up. Nods his head, bulls out to the left real hard, back around to the right, changing directions. Now kind of hop, skipping down the arena. Yes, sir. We're going to have ourselves a qualified ride right there. Oh, right into the fence down here. He's up. He's up getting the fans excited. Tell you what, he definitely put on a show right there. We're going to see what the score is coming in for this cowboy.
We'll see what they come up with to be qualified ride so far. Looks like we're moving forward to our
81 points for that. 81 points for that cowboy. All right. Here we go.
Hey, Rob, you know what? Not many people saw it. Maybe you people right down there.
Working out of the next Buck and Shoot Baylor Farms. Coming out of the Baylor Farms Buck and Shoot with the next cowboy. All right, here we go. Out to the left, back around to the right, and not going to do it. I'll tell you what, that corner right there was a rough one. Not able to get the job done.
709 and a nice one. Didn't take him long.
Man, oh, man. Bull making his way right down here by us, trying to get him out of the arena now. Bull come out real hard when he turned back. I mean, that cowboy just not able to stick that corner on him. And that is the most important deal right there. When that bull makes that corner, you better be sitting right. Otherwise, you're going to end up just like he did. All right. Going to get the bullfighter stepping in there a little bit, trying to put on a show, see if they can't get this bull out of the arena.
Over here.
All right.
That boy come over to the fence, this girl down there in front, and y'all get
down. Oh, man. Cowboy's getting bucked by his horse again. Tell you what, he almost lost it. That horse is not liking being out there pulling that rope. You know, when that tension gets tight, he starts bucking.
Here we go.
All right. Cowboy, I mean, getting up, bringing him in. All right, good job. So we got a couple more cowboys down. We got another qualified ride in our second session. All right, heading on down to our next Buck and Shoot. Looks like it's going to be back down to the Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot with our next cowboy. All right. Newt Matson's going to be the next cowboy. All right. Newt Matson from Okeechobee, Florida. This guy knows how to get it done, too. Real short cowboy. This guy is sticky as all get out. Knows how to get the job done. All right, Newt, get it on your mind, cowboy. Coming out of the Gainesville Dodge bucket shoot. All right, here we go, here we go.
Yeah, Rob. Rob, you get another tie up or look at it. You got the extension. And there's the guy that gets the yeah.
Newt Matson, we've seen him down here at the finals.
We're having a great night.
All right, here we go. New Matson is a hand. Here we go. Gainesville Dodge Bucket Shoot taking his rap right now. Definitely want to thank Boulevard Tire Center, as well as the Ice House Saloon, where the after party's at right after this tonight. Guys will be heading down there, putting on a good show. Pinell, Florida, here we go with Newt. Out to the left, back around to the right now. Newt making the corner in him. Into his hand. Newt is spurring him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's going to be another qualified ride. Great job for Newt Matson. Yes, sir. Made that corner, and let me tell you, it was a hard one. This is going to be a toss-up right now as to whether or not we're going to have a lead change. It's going to be in the judge's hands. That bull come out just a little bit further than the one that Jake McIntyre had, but let me tell you, he had a hard corner. And when he did, oh, Rob, duck into the barrel. But let me tell you, when that bull kind of come out and he made his corner and he turned back into his hand, Newt had him, had a great little seat on him, and just started spurring him. So we should see a pretty good score coming in right now. 87 and a quarter. So that is your new leader right now. 87 and a quarter for Newt Matson. The Okeechobee Cowboy getting it done right here in Bunnell, Florida. All right, all right. That's going to work our way back down. Looks like they're going right back to the, well, not real sure now. Not real sure where they're going to next. Looks like they may be going back down to Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot. Now, I really suspect that we will see a 90-point ride sometime tonight. We've got some great riders. We still have a lot of talent coming your way. Uh-oh. All right, looks like it's going to bring us down to our next intermission. Radio fans, want to thank y'all in. We apologize for the difficulties on our first session, but we're able to catch you up and bring you back the second session of bull riding. Here we go. We're going to bring you the third session coming up right after this. Y'all stay tuned. Bull riding fans, you're listening to the Brian Foster Invitational from Bunnell, Florida. We'll be right back.
The road to heaven is a hell of a ride. Tough kid going when
hurts when you get thrown. But if you're gonna be the best, well, you gotta get back home and cowboy up just your...
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. We're getting ready to get underway right here. We got the Ice House Saloon bringing the after party right after this deal here in Bunnell, Florida. Now, we've got the Brian Foster Invitational brought to you by Boulevard Tire Center. We got more bulls being loaded up. Looks like we got another short little intermission right here, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Alive right here from Bunnell. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right, here we go with our next cowboy, Kenny Hammock. Oh, bull just kind of stumbled around. Not going to do it. It might give him a re-ride. It might just give him a re-ride option. That bull just kind of stumbled out of there, did a lot of belly rolling when he did. The bull went down nose first. Now, I know the back end has to go completely to the ground. He's over talking to the judges right now to see if that's going to be good enough for a re-ride. And that might just do it for him.
Special thanks to all the good folks that's ever been.
He went running over there, came running back. He's looking for his rope, but looks like he may be trying to get down on another bull here.
Jay Shaw and Jimmy Bradley are the guys that are responsible for bringing you all.
All right. Now, got to tell you, we're getting ready to get back here to the action. Looks like they might even try to load that bull, same bull, right back up. Kenny Hammock, one of the cowboys that we've seen for quite some time from Winter Haven, Florida. This guy knows how to ride bulls, younger cowboy. Actually come down with his brother this time. It's the first time we've had an opportunity to see his brother down here. All right, here we go. Not real sure if we're going to get a re-ride in here before the break, but they are going to move on down to get another cowboy in here. Here we go, coming out of the A&W plastering buck and shoot with our next cowboy. Italio Aguilar is going to be the next cowboy. That's right, he's another Brazilian cowboy. And right now we've got four qualified rides. They're bringing 10 back to the short round. We still have one more session coming your way. All right, here we go. A&W Plastering Buck and Shoot is where they're going. Italio Aguilar. Let's go, cowboy. Here he goes, out to the right, and I mean right in the last, into his hand. Italio, stay up on that rope now. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he actually touched him right there. Man, it's going to be close. Cowboy able to get up and get out of there all right. Not real sure we have a disqualification. It looked like he might have, but the free arm, I don't know if it went all the way down or not. Judges have better eyes than I do out here watching this ride, so we're going to find out what they have to say here. Oh, Rob out there turning and burning around this barrel, working it. That's right. That man right there is what kind of put bullfighting on the map. This guy right here, because of him, he knows how to get it done. .88¾ for Italio Aguilar. Yes, sir. That's right. It is going to be your new leader. We've got Newt Matson in there with 87¼ and Jake McIntyre in third with a score of 87. Man, oh, man. Tell you what, we've got some bull rides. You know, and that's just it with these younger bulls, as bucking as hard as they are. If you're going to make a ride, you are going to be up there in the high 80s. There is no doubt. All right. Here we go to the Baylor Farms Buck and Shoot with our next cowboy. Looks like it's going to be Kenny Hammock one more time. looks like that he had an opportunity for that re-ride. Bull just did not get him what he needed. Stumbled down there, kind of ended up throwing him off. So Kenny's going to get another shot at it. Let's see what he can do right here. All right, here we go. Strickland Sod is one of our other sponsors down here. I want to thank them for participating in the Brian Foster Invitational. All right, here we go. You know what? I stand corrected. It looked like it was Kenny Hammond back there getting back on that bull, but you know what? Looks like we got a different cowboy in there. Okay, come on. Got Boogerhead out here doing a little dance in the arena, throwing a rope. This guy knows how to spin it. There you go. Fans are getting energized down here. We got a packed house. I'll tell you, it's been pretty impressive to see the fans turn out here in Bunnell, Florida for such a great bull ride. Okay. Cowboy warming things up, trying to get things just right. All right, here we go with our next cowboy. Well, I thought that it was going to. Now they got Boogerhead out there doing the dance, man. I'll tell you what, they just can't get him off that rope. Putting on a great little show down there in Bunnell, Florida. All right. Here we go. Coming out of the Baylor Farms Buck and Shoot with our next cowboy. Looking to our announcers to bring us in, tell us who it is. All right. There we go. Cowboy is up on his rope now, trying to get that rope set just right. Come on, bring it to us now, Cowboy. He's going to need a pretty high score, 88 and 3/4 right now. Italio Aguilar from Brazil is going to be your leader. All right, here we go, here we go. Dustin Shepherd's going to be the cowboy. All right. Let's see what you got, Dustin. Out to the left, belly rolling, now back around to the right. When he made that corner, that bull rider was just off center, not able to do it. Going to be a no score for Dustin. Man, oh, man. Tell you what. You better have your A game when you come to Buck Bulls down here in Bunnell, Florida, because these guys are bringing it. So that is going to bring us down to our intermission. Now, we have had some more qualified rides down here, but we are still looking for a few more to make it back to the short round. Otherwise, they're going to have to go off their time. Rodeo fans, right now, Italio Aguilar is in the lead with a score of 88 and 3/4. We got Newt Matson with a score of 87 and a quarter. Jake McIntyre, the Zophel Springs Cowboy, is going to be in there with a score of 87. Blake O'Connor from New Smyrna Beach is in there with 81.5. Rodeo fans, we're going to take another quick intermission. You're listening to the Brian Foster Invitational brought to you by Boulevard Tire Center in Bunnell, Florida. And you're listening to us live on Making8.com. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's a hot, dusty Albuquerque Saturday night. I'm sitting in the middle of a ton of dynamite. When they open up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all if I can just get him rolled. Turn him out, boys.
This is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
I was laying around town, just spending my time, out of a job and not earning a dime, when a fella steps up and he says, I suppose that you're a bronc rider by the looks of your clothes. Well, you figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He says, I got one. He's a bad one to buck. You're throwing good cowboys. He's had lots of luck.
Yoo-hoo!
He offers me 10 and he says, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I cannot fan. The bronc never tried, boy, and never drew breath. That I cannot ride, daily stars plumb to death.
Well, he says, get your saddle. and I'll give you a chance. So we hop in the buckboard and drive to the range. And early next morning and right after Chuck, we step out to see if this outlaw can buck.
Well, down in the horse corral, standing alone, was an old caballo strawberry roan. Had a little panniers that touched at the tip. He had a big 44 brand upon his left hip.
He had spattering old legs and he had pigeon toes. Little pig eyes and a big Roman nose. You necked an old with a long lower jaw. Well, I can tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw.
I got the blind on him with a terrible flat. I cinched on the saddle and I girded it tight. And then I stepped on him and I pulled down the blind. Look out, boys, he's gonna unwind. He bowed his old neck and I'll say he unwound. He seemed to quit living down there on the ground. Went up to the east and came down to the west with me in the saddle just to doing my best.
Well, he's sure a frog walker and he heaves a big sigh. He only likes the wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish in front of a gun.
He's about the worst bronco I've seen on the range. He could turn on a nickel and give you some change. Came down on all fours, turned on his side. I don't see how I kept from losing my hide.
Well, I lost my stirrup and I lost my hat. I was pulling at a leather just blind as a bat.
With one phenomenal jump, he made a high dive and set me a winding up there in the sky. I turned 40 flips and I come down to earth. Sat there cussing the day of his birth.
Well, I know that there's ponies that I cannot ride. Some of them living, they haven't all died.
But I bet you $10 there ain't no man alive who can stay on old strawberry when he makes his high dive.
Yeah! I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall, my first delivery. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of. Look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from Michael. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirs. tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night long truck stops and beer when it's cold on that bridge. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down the knuckle, from a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl. I think that I'm your man.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
I remember back in high school, the kids would talk about the college they would go to, the money their folks dished out. Well, I'd sit there and just listen to every word they had to say, 'cause I didn't have the grades to go or the money to pay. Well, I finally graduated, I went straight out to work. I spent 8 hours on a tractor and 4 more in the dirt. But I bought myself a guitar and learned how to play it good. So if I see those folks again, Lord, I'd tell them if I could. Well, hey, y'all, look at me, I'm up here in Tennessee, living in ecstasy, and Lord, it's just great. Well, I put a few lines together, sit back and collect my check. Oh, you don't need an education to drive a new Corvette. Well, just the other day, went down to the store, saw an old man looking my way, he's standing in the door. He said, I like the car you're driving, I bet you got a PhD. I smiled and said, no sir, I don't, I just play guitar and sing. Well, hey y'all, look at me, I'm up here in Tennessee, living in ecstasy, and Lord, it's just great. Well, I put a few lines together, sit back and collect my check. Lord, you don't need an education to drive a new Corvette. Thank you.
all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
Welcome back, Bull Riding fans. That's right. You're listening to Making Eight Alive from Bunnell, Florida. We're getting ready to go down and start off our third section of Bull Riding. Let me tell you, we've got some great hands coming at you. We're still looking for five qualified rides to even make it back. We've got five right now, and they're bringing 10 back to the short round. We're getting ready to go down to the Gainesville Dodge Bucket Shoot. It looks like they're tying off right now, kind of getting ready to go. Got to tell you, we've got some bulls down here that are ranked, but we've got some cowboys down here that are even ranker. They're looking to make some rides. All right, here we go. Hooking up to the Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot with our next cowboy, and that's right, you're talking about Team Making Eight leader. He's also the Southern States Bull Riding first place right now running, Brian Corson. This cowboy is a hand. This guy knows how to get it done. A veteran cowboy. Been to the PBR. You've seen him. He's a good friend of ours. Riding for Team Making Eight. Had him up in North Carolina. Actually, won round one last Friday night in Georgia. Here we go, Brian. Not wasting any time. Gainesville Dodge, bucking, shooting, nodding his head. Get with it, Brian. Away from his hand. Stay with him. Little moves. There you go, Brian. Oh. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. He just split his head. I'll tell you what, man. He just split his head open there. Didn't knock him out, though. I'll tell you what. That man is tough. Woo, man. Oh, man. All right. I got Maddie. He's coming over to take a look at him. He's going to climb up over the fence. He's pretty hot right now. Not real sure if he got a qualified ride. He was right at the buzzer. Oh, man. They're going to say 7.4 for Brian Corson. Man, oh, man. All right, that's going to be a tough night for Brian Corson and Team Making Eight, but that's all right. We may see him back to the short round. If they don't have enough qualified rides, Brian will be back. Here we go to the Baylor Farm Buck and Shoot. All right.
Right down there, it looks like that number three bucket is going to be the Baylor Farm.
Here we go with our next cowboy. Here we go with the next cowboy. Bull's going to be out to the left. Oh, bringing him down into the well. Not going to happen for that cowboy. John Gompsy got you back in the buck and shoot. That bull turned back right there at the latch. Man, brought him down to the well, spinning away from his hand, just not able to stay with it. You know, that's a bad spot to be right there. That's a bad spot to be. We got Rob right over here by us. All right. Going to be a no score for that cowboy. We're going to work our way on down to the next buck and shoots here. Looks like they're getting ready to go down to the A and W plastering buck and shoot. Here we go to the next cowboy. Now this guy is a hand. All right. Here we go with the next cowboy. Looks like the man that's in the buck and shoot right now is Clay McIntyre. Now, we saw his brother earlier come out scoring 87 points. Not for sure if that's Clay Mack down there in the buck and shoot. Chad Smith actually is going to be the cowboy. Jacksonville cowboy. All right, Chad, let's see what you got now. Slide and ride. Bull kind of jumping around. It's going to be a right-handed delivery. All right. Bull bucking real hard right there. Kind of fouled himself. Pulled himself over the front. Looks like he may have slapped him. Kind of jumped off right there. Yeah, there go. Judges are calling for a foul right there. Going to be a no score for Chad Smith. Man, oh, man. Yep, the signs have come in. Tough night for Chad Smith, the Jacksonville Cowboy. All right, here we go. Gonna work our way right on down. Looks like the Build Right Construction Buck and Shoot, Ryan Jones is the cowboy. We've been watching this cowboy since I started riding bulls back in the early 90s. Lakeland, Florida is where he's from. This guy is a hand. Knows how to ride some bulls. Comes out, you know him, he wears a mohawk on his helmet. Ryan Jones, great little hand. We're going to see him right now. Let's see what you got, Ryan. Bring it to us. Get us a qualified ride now. We're looking for some short round action. We need all 10 riders coming back with some scores. All right, here we go. Ryan up on his rope, nodding his head. All right, bulls real hard out to the right, turning into his hand, pulling him out to the outside. Oh, man, not going to do it. Man, not going to do it. You know, it's real hard for these cowboys when you got a bull that's just right there at the latch spinning and not able to do it. All right, Rob's dancing with the bull out here around the barrel.
Hey, Rob,
stay off.
That barrel's a little taller than you think.
All right.
It's a little taller,
it's
a little bigger. It's a little smaller, and you know, there's not a lot of
foot
to hide behind without somebody in.
Okay, here we go. Going to be a no score for Ryan Jones. Tough shot for that cowboy. Just pulled him right to the outside, you know, that centrifugal force, you know, of riding these bulls just kind of brings you out to the outside as that bull's spinning real hard. All right. Bull's exiting the arena now. Okay, here we go with the next cowboy. Looks like they're working their way on down to the Baylor Farms buck and shoot. Going down to our next cowboy. Cowboy's already taking his rap right now, looking to see who it is.
Going to move down to that Baylor Farm and Ranch Chief State for the next of our challengers, Justin Oglesby.
Justin Oglesby is going to be the Cowboy. Another one from Jacksonville, Florida. All right, here we go. Coming out of the Baylor Farms, Buck and Shoot, get it on your mind, Cowboy. Jacksonville, Florida, looking to bring the top dollars home. Here we go. Justin out to the left now, away from his hand. Not going to happen for that Cowboy. Man, oh, man. Tell you what, the Cowboy definitely have to have their A game on. You know, it's one thing we can't talk enough about it. These Bulls down here looking to earn some points in the PBVA standings. These stock contractors have brought down their best. They're making some paychecks off these Bulls now, and they definitely are earning them tonight. All right. We're going to see where the guys are going now. Got a few more Cowboys looking to get the job done right here. Oh, yeah, it looks like they're going down to the Build Right Construction Buck and Shoot right now. Now, we're going to have a little bit of time to talk about this guy. We've seen him around in the southern states quite a bit. We've seen him up in several different ranks. Now, this guy is a real patient guy, likes to take his time in the Buck and Shoot. All right, here we go. B.J. Carter is the Cowboy that we're talking about right here. All right, here we go. B.J. warming his rope up right now. Now, this guy is very patient in the Buck and Shoot. Will take his time. Stock contractors don't care for it a whole lot. But you know what? It's B.J. Carter. He's going to do it his way. All right. Here we go. Now, we're looking for some qualified rides here. Haven't seen really any in the third session right now. They're going to be bringing 10 back total to the short go-around. Nah, you can almost bet that the Bulls that are coming back in the short round will be 90 caliber bull rides. It's going to be up to these Cowboys to make the 8-second ride on these things, but you can almost bet they will be in the 90s with these short round bulls. All right, here we go. B.J. Carter coming out of the Build Right Construction Buck and Shoot. Let's go, Cowboy. Get it on your mind. Trying to get that bull looking in there. All right, let's go. Here we go. B.J. just trying to get situated right there. He's got himself a good handhold right now. Bull kind of squatting down the Buck and Shoot right now, not giving him a fair chance to get up. Trying to get that bull to stand up in the Buck and Shoot so he has a fair chance. Now, we saw Johnny first take his first one laying down. All right, now they got that bull standing up. B.J. cannot waste time. He's got to be up on that rope. Bull squatting back down in the Buck and Shoot again. All right. Oh, now the bull's going to go all the way down. All right, he's going to take a re-pull. He's climbing out of the Buck and Shoots now. While we got a chance, I want to thank some of the other sponsors down here. Cemento and Gunther Paternis, Richard Edwards Electric, CNS, CPA, AFPG. We got Tom Gibbs Chevrolet down here, Napa Auto Supply, Bunnell, Fitness One, Harrington Cattle Company, Environmental Land Services, Strickland Sod, Ohr Tractor, The Country Cooler, Atlantic Fence, Klein Construction, and Bimini Bar. All right, down here in Flagler County. Tell you what, appreciate all the sponsorships down here for the Brian Earl Foster Invitational. Brought to you by Boulevard Tire Center as well as Riverbend Bucking Bulls. Got some great sponsors down here participating in the 2010 event right here in Bonnell, Florida. Got to thank our announcers, Norm Edwards and Rob Smets, really working with each other down there, entertaining the crowd. We got Hollywood Harris and his son Boogerhead down there. We've got Chris Weasel Forrest and John Copsey as our bullfighters, doing a fantastic job stepping in there tonight. All right. 88 3/4 from Italio Aguilar, the Brazilian Cowboy, is your leader. You got Newt Matson in second with an 87 1/4, and Jake McIntyre in there with a score of 87. Those are your top three right now. BJ Carter looking to make a ride right now. Coming out of the Build Right Construction Bucking Chute. All right, they got him up. Come on, BJ. Come on, BJ. Get up on that rope now. Well, Bulls are squatting down in there again. All right, going to lay down again. Now, BJ is not a guy that really likes to take his bulls. Now, it looks like they might be giving him a re-ride option, so they're going to go ahead and pull another bull out for BJ and let him get a better shot. He's tried three attempts now to get down on this bull. This bull not giving him what he needs. All right. So he's going to work his way on down and get a re-ride bull. So in the meantime, they're going to go down to the Intercoastal Bank Bucking Chute.
That number one chute gate. Intercoastal Bank Chute Gate. This is the defending champion, right?
All right, here we go with the 2009 SSBR champion. Wagner Luciano has been on the Built Ford Tough Series this year, actually coming off a knee injury. But he has been riding bulls. This guy knows how to get it done. Here we go with the Intercoastal Bank Buck and Chute, the Brazilian Cowboy, Wagner Luciano. Here we go, here we go.
Trust me, hey,
he's
an SSBR champion. We know him well.
Here we go. Wagner out to the left. Back around to the right. Real hard corner away from his hand. Wagner, stay with it. Stay with it, Cowboy. Sitting down, back around to the left. Yes, sir. That's going to be a qualified ride. Wagner Luciano. Now, this Cowboy here, we're going to see the score coming in. I don't know if it's going to be enough to pass his partner in the long round. But you can bet it's going to be in the high 80s. That bull kind of jumped out a couple times to the left, back around to the right, turned it away from his hand. Here we go. 90 points for Wagner Luciano. 90 points. Well, here you go. That is your new leader going into the we still got a few more riders left, but right now he is your leader. We got the Brazilians come down here to ride some bulls, and these guys are definitely getting the job done. We've got our first 90-point ride of the evening. Now, you can bet that if these Cowboys can make the 8-second whistle in the short round, we'll see more and more of them. Here we go at the Gainesville Buck and Shoot. Gainesville Dodge. Bulls rider hanging on, hung up. All right, bullfighter stepping in there a little bit, getting that Cowboy out of there. Man, oh, man. Tell you what, bull rider just kind of got hung up there a little bit. Not sure who that Cowboy was right there. It's a bad spot to be in when you get off away from your hand, but that bull was getting on it. It's going to be a high mark bull. All right, here we go. Here we go to the Baylor Farms Buck and Chute. Now here we go with the McIntyre, the second of the McIntyre brothers. Now we saw Jake come in with a score of 87, just ride like a young cowboy that we've seen him ride so well. Now this is his brother Clay McIntyre. Now Clay McIntyre can ride bulls with the best of them. This guy knows how to get it done right here. We're going to see what you got, Clay. Bring it to us now, coming out of the Baylor Farms Buck and Shoot. All right, all right. Got his brother up there kind of talking to him just a little bit, telling him that, you know, he can certainly beat that score. Now, Jake, or Clay McIntyre, we saw him in Georgia as well get bucked off. This cowboy knows how to ride bulls. We're going to see what you can do right here, Clay. Bull just jumping around in that buck and shoot. He doesn't care. Turned his head back around to the left into his hand. Stay with it, Clay. Oh, yes, sir. Spurn back around to the right. It's going to be right at the buzzer. I think we've got ourselves a ride right there. Yeah, we got a thumbs up on this side. Yes, sir. We got a qualified ride for Clay McIntyre. Feeling good out there, shaking hands with the bullfighters.
Yeah, the judges are tabulating the score.
Oh, it's going to be another good one here. You can bet on that. Clay was a little out of shape on him, but I'll tell you what, he stuck with it. All right.
What do you got, Rob?
87 and three quarters for Clay Mac. 87 and three quarters going to do it for him. So we will see him back in the short round. Now, it's also three quarters of a point above his brother, Jake.
How about that?
All right, here we go. Back down with B.J. Carter. He'll be coming out of the Corbin Building Supply Buck and Shoot. B.J. getting his re-ride right now. We got some qualified rides, and I'll tell you what, these guys are all up in the higher 80s. You know, when it comes down to it, this pen of bulls that have come in here are ranked. Now, you'll probably see a lot of these bulls later on throughout the year in the short rounds because of how ranked these bulls actually are. All right, here we go, B.J. Carter. Here we go, B.J., get it on your mind, cowboy. Slide and ride now. Get up on that rope. Nod his head out to the left. Back around to the right now. Got himself a short bull. Sitting real nice on him. Bull changing directions back and forth. Oh, he's double turning. Steps right off of him. Just another day at the office for B.J. Carter. All right, here we go. Waiting on the judges to give a score. Tell you what, he let go with both legs and then reached up and grabbed hold again. That was a... I don't know if you'd call that a double spur or what you'd call that. Waiting on the judges to tally the scores. Here we go with Rob Smets running across the arena. 85 points for B.J. Carter, 85. So we're getting some qualified rides right here. All right.
That's where you want to be going into the championship round.
Here we go. We got some more bulls loaded up in the buck and shoots.
We have a 90, 88 and three quarters, 287 and three quarters. Five, seven, three,
man, tell you what, we've got some high 80 bull scores here tonight. And I'll tell you what, these bull riders are earning every bit of it. They've got their hands full with these bulls down here from the PBBA. Well, now, I'm not actually sure if we're going to slide down and then move down to our intermission here. Here we go with our, we got our specialty act here. We got Boogerhead out here in the arena ready to dance it up. He's going to do a little bullfighting action. Oh, here we go. Oh. Yes, sir. Boogerhead's got the dog down here chasing him around. Oh, yeah, took his britches down. Man, oh, man. All right. Here we go now. We're turning the bull out right here. We got two of them out here in the arena. Got too many players on the field. Now, one of these was one of the ones that BJ would have had but wasn't able to, and the other one was a re-ride bull. So they've turned both these bulls out right here. We're getting ready to squad down. We've got some short go action coming your way, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to Making 8 Live right here on Making8.com. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, rodeo fans. This is Chris Boyd. You're listening to Making8.com.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes him by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. You're like a superstar. You're like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar.
got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Let's kick it off.
Oh, welcome back, Bull Riding fans. That's right, Making Eight Alive down here in Bunnell, Florida. We are bringing you the Brian Foster Invitational brought to you by Boulevard Tire Center and River Bend Bucking Bulls. Now, we're getting ready to go to some short round action. This is where the money's going to be made. We've got 8 qualified rides. We got 2 riders that were brought back to the short round, Brian Corson being one of them, riding for Team Making Eight right here. Now, this is where it's all about business. These guys are going to be matched up against the rankest bulls of the night. I can guarantee that we're going to see, if we see 8 seconds, we will see 90 points as a standard here for these bulls. It'll be either high 80s or low 90s. You can bet on that. These bull riders are down here ready to get it on. Now, Wagner Luciano is your leader with a score of 90 points. Italio Aguilar is in second with 88 and 3/4. We've still got guys, Clay Mack in here with 87 and 3/4. Newt Mattson with 87 and 1/4. Okay, here we go. Down to the, looks like the AW plastering buck and shoot. Brian Corson, Team Making Eight Cowboy, is where we're going to first. Now, he was bucked off at 7-4 because of his time. He was brought back to the short round. This guy, I'm not sure if he actually got stitched up or not. Now, he's riding with a split head. There is no doubt this guy has got a headache, but he is tough as nails. This guy is cowboy tough and knows how to get it done. Let's see what you made of right here, Brian. Here we go. Now, Brian knows how to get it done. Now, he's already kind of upset at what happened in the first ride, so you can bet that this guy's going to come back with a vengeance. He's going to give this bull everything he's got, but this bull is going to also be bringing it. These are the ranked 10 of bulls, the top 10 of the night. Here we go. Brian getting up on his rope now. Take it to him, cowboy. Slide and ride. Nod his head. Out to the right. Back around to the left. Oh, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Man, oh, man. Bull just changed directions on him, and when he did, you know, Brian just not able to do it. Maybe a part of the fact that he's got a headband on, wrapped up, bleeding, you know, but there's no quit in that cowboy. So you can guarantee that you will not see Brian Corson go down. This guy will be back at it. All right, here we go. Coming out of the Baylor Farm Buck and Shoot is where we're going to next. Yeah, he is not happy now. Here we go with our next cowboy. All right, Baylor Farm Buck and Shoot. Ryan Jones is going to be the cowboy. Here we go with the guy with the mohawk on his helmet. All right. Here we go, Ryan Jones. Coming out of the Baylor Farms Buck and Shoot. Here we go. Ryan sliding up on that rope now. Come on, cowboy, get it up there. Make a ride. Here we go. Out to the left. Stay with it, Ryan. Oh, no, upside down. Kind of got hung up there just a little bit on top of the bull. Ryan's not happy about it. His feet come out. He was laying on top of that bull. Bull bucked real hard, kind of slam dunked him. No score for Ryan Jones. So we got 2 cowboys down right now. Here we go down to the Intercoastal Bank Buck and Shoot. Here we go with our next cowboy. Now, he comes in with a score of 81 points.
Because just to get one written in this championship round,
here we go. All right. Here we go with this next cowboy. He's up on his rope right now. Round to the left. Stay with it, cowboy. Turn it away from his hand. Bull's got a lot of drop kick. Oh, hung up and brought over the back end of him. Now, I'll tell you what, that was a wild ride for that cowboy. Man, oh, man. Not going to be a qualified ride, but it did look pretty. He had himself a really good seat. All right. Both kind of coming over, giving us a quick look here on the Making A Party tailgate truck.
Hey, I tell you what, it looked like he had it road, and then all of a sudden, man, oh man. He started pulling his right foot out, and
then
Dusty
Blue got
him off his rope.
All right. So that Cowboy's going to leave out of here with a score of 81 points. All right, here we go. Working our way up to our higher point. Looks like the next Cowboy is going to be coming out of the Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot. All right. Going on down to the next Cowboy. Rob's down there, our announcer for the night. Definitely want to thank him, as well as Norm Edwards, for bringing all the action right here in Bunnell, Florida, really entertaining the crowd. All right, they're actually loading up a couple more bulls. BJ Carter is going to be the next Cowboy, it looks like.
All has been said. And now you can throw all that out the window. He was 85 score.
All right, here we go, BJ Carter. Comes in with a score of 85 points. BJ Carter going to be coming out of the Intercoastal Bank Buck and Shoot.
Intercoastal Bank Shoot game.
BJ warming up his rope, getting ready to get it on his mind. This guy will take a little bit of time in the Buck and Shoot, but he makes it worthwhile. Coming out of here, he did score 85 in the long round. Okay. Here we go, BJ Carter. Want to let y'all know we've got some great things happening with MakingA.com. We've got the lovely Leah down here with us tonight, actually taking some pictures. She's been working on the graphics for us. We want to thank her. We've also got a lot of different changes coming your way, so rodeo fans, stay tuned. I'm telling you, you're going to see some exciting stuff with Making A. Here we go, BJ Carter coming out of the Intercoastal Bank Buck and Shoot. Let's go, Cowboy. Slide and ride. Don't quit till you hear the whistle. BJ knows how to get it done. Veteran Cowboy. All right, here he goes. Up on his rope. Nod his head out real fast, hard to the left. Oh, just blew his rope. And, I mean, I'll tell you what, that was a wake-up call. That right there may have been your high-mark bull for the night. That bull was just getting it, still getting it, heading back to the back pen. Man, oh, man. Tell you what, they definitely have stepped it up here in the short go with these bulls. Bull just kind of completely pulled him away from his rope. BJ was looking good for the first few jumps, but when you get pulled back, kind of stretched out just a little bit on your riding arm, that's not going to happen, and jerked him right out of his rope. It's going to be a no score for BJ Carter. All right, working our way back down to the Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot. Looks like your next Cowboy they're going to. Going to be Clay McIntyre. All right. Clay McIntyre is the Cowboy, coming in with a score of 87 and three quarters. Clay Mack right now sitting in third place. This guy right now knows how to earn a paycheck. We're going to see what he can do right now. Coming out of the Gainesville Dodge Buck and Shoot. Let's see what you got there, Clay Mack.
87 and three quarters.
Third place is where he sits right now. He's looking to up that. Now he needs a qualified ride. It'll guarantee him first place for the time. All right, here we go, Clay. Nods his head out to the left, and he was already looking. I'll tell you what, he did not have a good spot on that bull when he come out. Bull kind of slid him over, and when that happened, Tell you what, it just no chance. That bull kind of dipped over to the right, and when he did, Clay went straight over the front end. Going to be a no score for Clay Mack in the short round, but he's going to leave out of here with a score of 87 3/4. We've got some top-ranked bull riders coming up. I'm going to tell you, these guys are looking to make some money. All right. Here we go down to the Baylor Farm and Ranch Buck and Shoot. Newt Matson's going to be the cowboy. Sitting in fourth place right now with a score of 87 1/4. 87 1/4 for Newt Matson. Here we go. Coming out of the Baylor Farms and Ranch Buck and Shoot. Man, we are still looking for that qualified ride in the short round. And we are winding down to our final riders. Got a good bunch of guys here that are definitely looking to get that qualified ride there. They want that first place finish. Got a pretty big payout down here for these cowboys, and you're not seeing that a whole lot down here in Florida, so these guys are definitely coming for the money. But I'll tell you what, they are matched up against the best bulls here in the Southeast that you're seeing. Here we go, Newt. Baylor Farms and Ranch Buck and Shoot. Let's go. Get it on your mind. Slide and ride, cowboy. Nods his head out to the left, away from his hand. Not going to do it. Man, bullfighter stepping in there just a little bit, kind of helping him get out of there. All right. All right. Going to be a no score for Newt. Man, we are winding down. All right, moving on down to the A&W Plastering Buck and Shoot.
Tonight we're at a 2010 Brian Earl Foster Invitational Bull Rider.
All right, Cowboy's warming up his rope right now. Looks like Blake O'Connor down there. Blake O'Connor comes in with a score of 81 1/2. Going to be coming out of the right-handed delivery Buck and Shoot. A&W Plastering is where he's coming from. Want to remind all the fans that are listening in, if you're anywhere around the Bunnell area, we got the Ice House Saloon where the after party's at. Here we go. Out to the right. I mean, turning into his hand. O'Connor just not able to do it. Kind of got a little bit ahead of himself there. And, you know, the bull had a lot of speed to him and made some big corrections to kind of get back and stay center on him. And when he did, he kind of overcorrected, pulled himself right over the front end of him. Going to be a no score for Blake O'Connor, man. I'm telling you what, winding ourselves down. We're down to three riders left. And then there were three. We still need a qualified ride. Going to work our way on down to the Baylor Farm and Ranch Buck and Shoot where we've got Jake McIntyre. Now, Jake comes in with a score of 87 points. Oh, Bull's trying to climb out of the Buck and Shoots right now. He's actually got his brother Clay Mack over there pulling his rope for him. Clay, we saw, got bucked off in the short round. We're going to see what Jake can do right here. Now, this is a PBR legend. This guy has been in the PBR, has been to the finals. One of Rob Smets' favorite stories is how he rode Mossy Oak Mudslinger for 96 points in Atlanta, Georgia. All right, here we go, Jake. Now, Jake always likes to pick the guitar afterwards. Now, he said he's heading home, so I'm not real sure if he's going to be able to stick around and play some guitar with these guys. We had an opportunity to see him up in Georgia, did a fantastic job. We loved hanging out with him. He's a good guy and definitely has his heart in the right place, knows how to ride bulls, and he is definitely a veteran, a seasoned veteran at that. This guy has been to the top. Here we go, Jake. Get it on your mind, cowboy. Coming out of the Baylor Farms and Ranch Buck and Shoot, taking his rep right now. Here we go, slide and ride, cowboy. Time to be a bull rider. Nod your head. Here he goes. Out real hard to the left. Turning into his hand. Sit up, Jake. Oh, not going to do it. Bullfighters actually jump over Jake, kind of run in. There's a little collision there. Looks like Jake's all right. Man, oh, man. I think he's more upset. Bullfighter stepped into him and ruined his hat. That's all right. He's got a big old smile on his face. He's going to pull out of there with a score of 87 points. Not sure if that's going to be enough to put him in the money. All right. Here we go. We're down to two Bull Riders left. These Bull Riders right here, both from Brazil. All right, here we go. Looks like Italio Aguilar is going to be the cowboy, coming in with a score of 88 3/4. 88 3/4 for Italio. Oh, Bull jumping around up in there.
I tell you what, Rob, this ball right here takes up half of his juice.
Yeah, all right. Coming out of the Bill Wright Construction Buck and Bull, or Buck and Shoot.
Sorry, I was looking at the front two. Our next one is the Big Rock. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I stand corrected. That's actually Wagner Luciano out there. Your event leader with a score of 90 points.
Right now, we got another Brazilian
going to
stick it on one.
Here we go. No, that is Italio. Out to the right, back around to the left, changing directions. Not going to do it. Yeah, that's going to be a no score for Italio Aguilar. Oh, Bullfighter took a shot right there from that bull. Topsy ended up turning right around, getting back into it.
All right, out the gate, y'all. Out the gate.
All right. Well, nine down. We're down to our final Bull Rider of the night. Here we go.
How about giving the Bullfighters a nice big round?
We're coming to the 2009 SSBR champion. This guy has been on the Built Four Tough Series this year. Standing, I believe, in 60th spot right now, coming off a knee injury in the Built Four Tough Series. We will see this cowboy back at it again this year. Y'all stay tuned to the Built Four Tough Series on the Versus. You will see this cowboy. Wagner Luciano is the cowboy. Here we go. Coming in with a score of 90 points. Got a big black muley bull that's actually trying to climb out of the buck and shoots as we speak. Getting him settled down now. Wagner Luciano, great hand, good guy all around. This guy always has a smile on his face, big thumbs up every time you talk to him. Can't hardly speak any English, but knows how to get it done. I mean, he knows what it takes to get down here and ride bulls. Here we go. Definitely want to thank all the sponsors down here for the Brian Earl Foster Invitational. We certainly appreciate y'all putting on such a great event down here. If it wasn't for your support, we would not be able to do this. I want to thank John Topsy for helping put this together. All right, here we go. Wagner Luciano taking his rap right now. Down to our final rider. This is it right here. He is already your leader. He is your winner for the night with a score of 90 points. This guy has already got a one, but you can bet that he is not going to quit. He wants two rides. He will not take advantage of the opportunity of being able to get on a second bull here in the short round. Here we go, Wagner Luciano. Nodding his head, out to the right, back around to the left now, turning into his hand. Crowd is going at it. He is spinning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, it's going to be close. Gonna be close. Let's see what you got. Judges. Yes, sir. I believe we got a score coming in. It's gonna be a good one. First, only cowboy to have two qualified rides, Wagner Luciano, is gonna be the event winner. Oh, John Thompson taking a shot. Back in the buck and shoots. Oh, John. Man, oh man, guys just working it. All right, here we go with the score. Score 90 points once again for Wagner Luciano. 180 points. Man, Wagner Luciano is there's, you know, there's a reason why he's the 2009 SSBR champ, and that was it right there. That guy knows how to ride bulls. The only cowboy to ride in the short round, you know, this guy, it didn't matter to him. He was already going to be the event winner with a score of 90 points. Doesn't make a difference. This guy was not going to take advantage of that lost opportunity. He was going to make a ride on that bull. So great job. You know, on behalf of the Southern States, on behalf of Boulevard Tire Center, Riverbend Bucking Bulls, we want to thank all the sponsors down here. You know, Strickland Sod, Ice House Saloon, where the after party is going to be held. Definitely want to thank John Copsey for bringing us in. We've got Norm Edwards and Rob Smets. I want to thank everybody for jumping in there with us tonight. Chris Weasel Force, John Copsey, Hollywood Harris, and Boogerhead, our bullfighters. On behalf of Making 8 and Making 8 Live, we want to thank you all for tuning in. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans, to Making 8. We're going to be bringing the action back at you before too long. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with Making 8.
This is JoJo Sullivan, and check me out on Making8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Bye.